Get back to the office before it's too late. This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. First, I want to acknowledge that all this back-to-the-office talk must be pretty entertaining for the people who do the real work, the physical work. Construction, maintenance, retail, restaurants, transportation, warehouse work, building airplanes, public safety, and the most important job in any civilized society, trash collection. You guys have to show up in person. But people like me who sit at computer screens and can work anywhere are in a tug of war with bosses who want them back at the office. And to convince their bosses that they can be just as productive at home, some of them, according to the Wall Street Journal and Bloomberg, have been gaming the software. According to Bloomberg News, it's called productivity theater, where you wiggle the mouse every so often, join meetings you don't need to be in, update your status, whatever it takes for the productivity software to show you as being actively engaged. Apparently, productivity software is that stupid. For example, according to my productivity dashboard last week, Felix Bunnell, our resident historian, and I spent 15 hours attending the same meetings. So the software recommends that Felix and I consider dividing up our meetings and sharing notes to save time. Well, as regular listeners know, Felix and I worked together about 10 minutes twice a week, Wednesdays and Fridays. He was here this morning. I would say today he was here for, what would you say, Chris, half hour max?
Probably, but he did a lot of work at home.
That's fine, but he wasn't with
no,
me.
No, he wasn't.
So if the software is that unreliable for someone like me who is back at the office, I can see why it's so easy to game it from home. My dashboard also displays my top collaborators. James, our producer, is number one. Very good. That gets an A+. Colleen is there, too. Also A+. But no mention of you, Chris, even though you and I spend 3 hours a day here in this same studio. And instead of Chris, it lists seven listeners I've never met as being among my top collaborators. Okay, we've exchanged emails, yes. But collaborators? Hardly. And yet, as flawed as this software is, if you work at homers continue your boycott, that software will have to become more and more intrusive, so it becomes more and more accurate, because bosses need to know that you're working. Now, in my case, it's easy. They can just turn on the radio. But for those of you not on the radio, if you're not in your cubicle where a supervisor can walk by and say, hey, how's it going, they're going to turn to artificial intelligence. They're going to turn to cell phones programmed to listen to your breathing, and eventually insect-sized drones that perch on your shoulder. If you draw a paycheck, one way or another, your company's going to make sure you deserve that money, so you might as well come back. It's either the human supervisor or the insect drone. No thanks.